should get.
I guess, first of all, with this upcoming season, the media had it rated Ohio State 1, Iowa 2, Wisconsin 3. Based on everything you know about each of the teams, would you say that that's a fair assessment for the most part?
Well, I think it's always difficult to make those kind of assessments when, you know, really, you haven't seen the guys in full in the summer, really going through a lot of their paces. But, you know, with Ohio State being number one, I don't really have an issue with that. I think you can go back and forth. It's very debatable with Wisconsin and Iowa. I think both of them are very strong in certain areas, but it's going to be interesting to see really how they shake out. And I think it'll be something that will go the same way all year.
And specifically with the Hawkeyes, what stands out to you about Iowa this year? And then when you consider last year, you know, they won the Orange Bowl and they have the guys that they have returning.
Well, I think the biggest thing that stands out is obviously they have a returning quarterback, but also that defensive front. You know, they arguably have one of the best defensive fronts, not just in the Big Ten, but also the country. And I think that's going to be an added bonus for them, particularly in the secondary when you talk about the two safeties that they're bringing back. So I expect them to come up with a lot of turnovers from a defensive standpoint again this year.
And when you just hear the news about Big Ten expansion, what kind of goes through your mind when you see, you know, all this talk and then you have Nebraska coming in now?
No, it's going to be exciting to watch Nebraska, a university with such historic relevance throughout college football. I mean, it's always been a big power. I can remember growing up in the Midwest here in Chicago watching Nebraska. I mean, they were a powerhouse. So, you know, watching them come back and now all of a sudden you add a team like that, a quality team like that into the conference is going to be huge for us.
As a former Big Ten football player, what are the things that I guess you would want to see in, when they get together and determine, okay, how are the divisions going to be split up? Where's, you know, the championship game going to be played? What are the things that you would want to see?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting when you talk about, you know, how it all lays out. And you've heard Coach Delaney talk about the data. I'm not privy to seeing that data and understanding what's going to happen to be able to make those divisions and make them equitable. Because I mean, obviously, on the surface, they're very easy to make those determinations. But it's more into that. It makes more to splitting up those teams than just, you know, whether you like to see teams geographically east and west.
And just what do you feel it's going to do in the end when you consider the idea of, like, having 9 conference games, as you mentioned, and then having a championship game?
Well, it's going to be exciting. Obviously, it's going to bring more prominence to the Big Ten. Having that championship game eventually when it happens is obviously going to be big for not only the network, but also when you talk about the conferences. And obviously, it's going to be very important the way, you know, you divide the east and the west.
Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. All right. All right, thanks.